Bud, thanks for coming on with us.
Sure thing, Mark.
The turkey trot has long been a Thanksgiving tradition, but its popularity has soared in recent years. What's going on here?
That's an interesting question, and you're certainly right. Only maybe less than 10 years ago, you might get 5,000 people to it, and all of a sudden, it became the in thing to do, and we're now at, I think, a limit of, 13,000 that we reached today, and they've had to close entries ahead of time, 10 days ahead of time or whatever the date is, which is pretty stunning. I think they've really done, learned some lessons in promotion and learned to sell it a little better, and I think it seems to be a better organized race than it was before. It's kind of, races are an odd little animal in that they're one-shot deals, and most companies come in and try to run it, with people who aren't really that familiar with runners. And the Y reached out to some people, and like Tom Donnelly, who works on the marathon and does a couple other races and is a very active person local running, and I think he's really added some guidance to what has gone on in the running community and how to do a race. But as I said, they've always had people coming back into the area around Thanksgiving or whatever, and I think they've done a real good job lately of convincing people to tap into it and getting the occasional runner to say, okay, come out and run the 5 miles and you'll be home by noon and you can have a fine Thanksgiving dinner with everyone. So I think they've just turn a little more professional, and the results speak for themselves.
With so many people running, is this a good race for a serious runner to compete in?
Only if you're really good. And I'll preface it by saying I would have no idea what a serious runner is like, because I'm certainly not one. But the people in the front of the line are quite competitive, and it's quite a good field in that sense. So it's a good challenge for the elite runners. But 95% of the runners, and that's probably a low number, don't really care. And you really do have to get in the middle or the front of the pack. Otherwise, you're starting surrounded by 13,000 people, and you wind up walking for at least a few blocks, and you have to do some weaving in and out all the way to about the Skajakwita Bridge. It's really compact. There's walkers in the way. So what you just have to do, and what I try to do is, if I can walk along with some friends, great. Or, run along with some friends and weave around and admire the people in costume and not worry about time. Just try to finish the race and have a good time. The other factor, of course, for running purposes is the weather. You just don't know how good the weather is. And Thanksgiving gets all sorts of weather conditions, and if it's 28 and sleeting, it's not exactly ideal running weather, and usually we get more of those days than we do of 50 and sunny or at least partly cloudy. So it's an odd time of year to have a serious race. It's just too unpredictable in terms of weather. Times are not going to be that great under those sorts of conditions.
Is it necessary to put a cap on the number of runners in this race?
I really think it is, and there's two reasons for that. One, which I sense is the biggest reason for the why, is that the convention center fills up with people, and there are people that show up at the convention center, I'm sure, without running and add to the party atmosphere. But by about 10:30, it's extremely difficult to move around right now. And they just don't have the room to take a whole lot more in that sense. So that is part of the problem. And the other problem is back at the starting line, and there are 13,000 people waiting for the start, and they're crammed in behind the starting line, which is just down the street a little bit from the YMCA. And people are literally, even though there's barricades, people were jammed on the sidewalks. And I think it was last year I showed up about 8:45 and tried walking towards the back of the line, and I just couldn't move physically after I got about two or three blocks from the start in any direction. So I just sat there and waited for the gun to go off, and I waited 2 minutes, and eventually the crowd thinned out, and I hopped over the barricade and finally started running. But it took a few minutes to get to the starting line. And You don't want to get to a point where it's an accident waiting to happen, where there's too many people and just too small a space. And I think we're certainly at that point where it's got to be an issue. You know, theoretically, you can go back up on Delaware all the way to Kenmore, but in reality, people get nervous and edgy to get the start of the race, especially once it gets going. And I would think there's got to be some safety thoughts in the midst of that.
You wrote a column about this last Sunday, but just how important are volunteers to the Turkey Trot?
Well, it's like any event during the entire running season, Mark. These things don't go on by themselves, and it's not like you have a full-time staff that can put it on. So the volunteers are really needed. And in an event with 13,000 runners, that encompasses a lot of area. You've got 13,000 goodie bags to pack with a T-shirt and literature and a running number. And then you have to have someone check in the running number to get a running chip in order to be timed. That takes manpower. You have traffic control, and since it goes right down Delaware Avenue, you really need somebody on every street corner, because I wrote a column in October about a marathon in West Virginia where a car got to an intersection and the light turned green, and he went up and he hit the runner of the leader of a half marathon race going on at the time, and there was nobody to control traffic at that intersection. So incidents like that really point out the fact that you need volunteers, and you're not going to be able to pay everybody for, you know, a couple hours at once a year basis. You really need people that are willing to help. And you know, the YMCA has a pretty good base on that. They do some good work in the community as a nonprofit. So a lot of people obviously come to help out, which is, you know, more than appreciated. And I hope that came across that, you know, it's a pretty devoted group. A guy gets up at 5 in the morning and drives to Buffalo to work the buses at 6:30 from the convention center. There's a lot of stories like that out there, and that was just one of them.
So you're running?
I think I've run about all of them in the last 10 years, except when I was down seeing my mother in Florida once. So I'll be there.
Well, good luck.
Look for me at about 9th. You know, it's the only race where I can finish about ahead of 6,000 runners in Buffalo, so it's kind of a nice feeling.
Thanks a lot, bud.
Sure thing, Mark.